I have my shadow. Well, to learn public speaking early and to learn to be comfortable in front of an audience, even while you're falling on your face. So Roy is absorbing this, and who knows what happens when he gets a bit older than 10. Who knows? Years ago, as you may know, I used to visit in a little Maybeck house in Berkeley, clinging to the hills, a hillside house surrounded by a garden. I used to look at the beams and the rafters and think that it reminded me of this church, and of course it did. The man who designed it, Bernard Maybeck, was the draftsman of this church. And there I talked to his daughter-in-law, who is the age I am now, late 80s, and she told me stories about the people who designed the church. Some of them she knew directly, others she knew through her father-in-law. She told me there's a way to look, there's a way to conduct yourself, there's a tone of voice that brings back past times. And then I asked her, what about William Keith? And she said, he did like his cigars and brandy. But I learned from her that in the middle of the 19th century, he came to San Francisco. He was an illustrator for some journal that she couldn't remember which one it was, but it was in the days when you carved the image into a wooden block and printed from it. He was a master of it for a while. He had to overcome something. His vision began to fade somewhat, and the fine line work he couldn't do anymore. So he tried watercolor painting, and he said it was really useful for people a little more sensitive than he was, whatever he meant. He went into oils, went to Europe to study, and came back and had a huge career. Enormous. Made a very great deal of money as a painter of landscapes. And then he met up with the Reverend Wooster. They had met in Yosemite. And Wooster was designing this church or having it designed. And Keith decided 4 paintings for the north wall. One writer said, are you hopping? One writer said they were the 4 seasons, and Mrs. Maybeck laughed and said, oh no. That writer didn't understand the thinking and the language of the old days. Let me tell you the story. She said he designed 4 scenes that he just liked. They were put on the wall, and then the carpenters framed them with window frames, because what they were idealized windows on idealized nature. You're looking out a window, 4 of them. That kind of thinking seems to be gone now, somewhat. In this church, it is returning. Then, sometime after the church opened in March 1895, William Keith went to Europe, more to look into paintings again and mastering another style of oil painting. And while he was gone, the great earthquake hit downtown. His studio was there. And when he came back, it was a pile of rubble and ashes. Everything gone except a big roll of paintings that Reverend Wooster took out as the fire was approaching. Cut them out of the frames, rolled them up all he could carry, and brought to his cottage on Russian Hill. Now Keith came back, and his career was gone. But he was reminded by his friend, Reverend Wooster, you're a Swedenborgian. You do not quit. Get busy. And Keith said, very difficult. That's the Maybeck story. And it was difficult. However, he decided there was a way he could do this. If someone would bring him a large glass of brandy and a 50-cent cigar, when he was finished, he'd start again. And that's what he did. That's your story for today. My colleagues and I thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time. Good about.